Oh.
Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jasmine. How may I help you today?
You guys took money out of my account and I didn't authorize it.
Yes, sir. Can I get that zip code?
Get what?
Can I get your zip?
I still didn't understand what you said.
You can hear me now?
Yeah.
May I get your zip code?
My zip code 12822.
Your first and last name?
Woods, Woods.
And your first name?
Dennis.
And can I get you to verify the address for me, please?
309 Main Street, town of Corinth, Corinth, New York.
Yes, sir. Give me. Yes, sir. I'm pulling your account up. I'm just waiting on it to load. The system is running slow. Okay, Mr. Woods. I see that you have a balance of $67.32. Is that what you're requiring about?
Which was on the 30th of November.
Hold
Yes, sir.
November 30th, $67.32.
Yes, sir. That's the one I see as well. Let me look onto your account and see. And you stated that you didn't authorize that.
Not 6732, no.
Yes, sir. I also see that you applied, you got a tactical bag shipped to you on.
That was doing a survey, and I agreed to the shipping and handling
Yes,
for
sir, which was
like
with
7.95 or something, but that
yes,
was all I agreed to.
yes, sir. The 6732 came from that membership. That membership came
Yeah,
from.
I didn't agree to any membership.
Yes, sir. On the terms and conditions, when you did that survey on that terms and conditions, when you signed up for that survey, it let you know during that survey that the membership, the required membership, if you signed up for
No,
that membership, you.
because I would not have followed through with it. I would not have followed through with it.
Okay, so you want me to
So
get that
no,
counsel?
it did not tell me that I was doing a membership.
Yes, sir, and you want me to get that canceled out for you, correct?
Yeah, damn right.
Yes, sir. I'm in the process of getting that canceled out to you, and I can do 35% of I can do 35% of that refund for you and go
Oh
ahead
no,
and
I already called the bank. I already called the bank. I already
Oh,
called the bank. I'm going down tomorrow and I'm signing the papers. For
okay.
fraud and bullshit. No,
Okay, so I can
I want
do.
the 67. I want the 6732. If I don't get the bag, I also want the shipping and handling put in too.
Okay, we have nothing to do with the shipping and handling with the bag that was for $7.95, but I can do you a full refund for that $67.32, and I can also cancel that membership where you won't get charged for that membership anymore.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Just wait a moment while I get that canceled out for you.
I'm still getting that account. I'm still getting that account handle for you, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Just give me a moment. Hello, Mr. Woods.
Yes.
Did you already dispute the charges with your bank?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Okay, sir. Mr. Woods, have the bank to call us back and drop that dispute, and we'll get it fully refunded for you.
All right. You want me to go to the bank, stop the dispute, so I get my money back?
Yes, that's by going to the bank and having the bank to call us back, that's the only way we will get that. You'll get that for a refund. Now, what I did on my end, I already had blacklisted that membership, which I canceled that membership for you, and I'm notating in your account that you called in, you wanted to cancel the membership, and that you already had what
number can I give the bank?
You could give them the same number that you called.
Not a phone number, and I don't want to use the word confirmation number, but some number that will reflect right to me.
You're asking what number you can give the bank. You don't necessarily need a number to get a bank. The bank should be able to pull it up like I did on my end and see the 6732, and they'll also see
that from our end that I blacklisted, which I canceled the membership. And when once the bank called us and confirmed that they disputed that charge, we'll give you a full refund on that charge. Until then, I canceled that whole membership where your card won't get charged ever again.
All right, so I guess the number 877-201-7813 is the number they need?
No, sir. I'm going to provide you with that cancellation number in just
okay,
a few moments.
Cancellation number. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Give me a moment while I still notate your account. Okay, sir. Do you have a pen and paper for that confirmation number?
Yes, I do.
That confirmation number is C as in Charlie.
C?
Yes, sir. As in Charlie.
262-932.
932-464.
Yes, sir. So it's Charlie 262-932-464.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
I'll call the bank and I'm gonna call you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer support.
All right. Have a great day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.